The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
So you've heard me talk about this. You've heard me saying this. I'm really excited about what's happening in this hour. And we're just about to get started. I'm very, very privileged to have Fancy Fingers in studio with me. And, you know, I just call him Fancy Fingers, but I feel like I need to introduce him properly. Oh, there he goes with the Roomba voice that we heard.
Roomba tattoo.
Uh-oh, sweet. Come on now. I know you got your child listening today, because this is going to be a fantastic, fantastic show. Listen, he is a Grammy Award winning artist, part of a group that won a Grammy. Grammy certified, also Grammy winning. They just picked up an AFRIMA award, so he just came in with that. And he is also an author and just launched his new album, Father Studies, a part of the Alone Together concept, which is currently going on, part of Salty Soul. Fancy Fingers, thank you so much. I hope I did that justice. I didn't know what... I could have gone on and on and on. Baba Sulwe, Sidri Nani.
You're going to take an hour.
We could take an hour. Thank you so much.
Yo, man, this feels so surreal, because this is the first ever seat that I sat on.
You know, so I was right. That,
yes.
You sat on that side.
And I sat on this side.
You
yes.
sat on that side.
Yes.
This is what I said.
On radio, ever was with you. In this very studio, 15 years ago, was it? 10 years ago?
No, it was
12.
It was maybe 12. I can't remember what Bien said. Bien got it right, but I just don't remember. I think it was 12 or 13 with your brothers, of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
You are part of this Alone Together.
Yes.
You are now Alone Together. And we have, I had your brother Bien alongside Aaron Rimbui.
Oh, great.
A month ago, as you recall. And they got us singing Mbwembwe.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we are now singing. We're all doing Mbwembwe.
I know, man. This big song.
And now we have, from their EP, Ball Men Love Better. And now we have Father Studies.
Yeah.
If you're not doing Roomba Toto, you're trying to find out how your dad met your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're all trying to find out this. You're trying to find out how you were named, because there's a song on that.
Yeah.
There's so much going on from Fancy Fingers. Yes. And like I said, so, so glad to have you in studio.
Oh, man, it's a big, big honor, big pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I was almost said thank you for having us, because that's what I'm used to saying.
I know.
Being in a group, and now you are
alone together. And
yes,
now I
yes.
have you, Fancy Fingers.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I recall, just to take it back a little bit, is I remember you saying that your brother Tom.
Yeah.
Tom is the one who recorded the first interview.
Yes.
And
oh yes, on tape.
On tape.
At home, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is a full circle moment.
It
because
is.
What we're going to do is we're going to record this so that you
oh,
can listen
great.
To it.
Oh, man. Yes.
And it's not on tape. It's on digital.
Yeah.
So we've evolved.
Amazing.
And your parents can listen. Your parents were at your launch yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Dancing the night away.
It was so beautiful. So, so beautiful. I'm still like so emotional from last night, to be honest, in so many ways, because I had... I had my parents there. I had Sulwe, whose album is fully dedicated to him, and he was present and he was loving it. He was dancing, and yeah, my wife was there. My mother-in-law was there. It was just full circle, really. My brothers were there.
Your brothers were there.
Yeah, and the people that, you know, that matter to me also were there, that I invited. So it was quite an emotional, amazing day to just launch this project to the world in that way.
Why is it so groundbreaking? Because I've read through the reviews, Fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you hear me revert to Polly, it's because that's what I call him.
That's my name.
That's his name. But why is this so groundbreaking? Because I've gone through through people and their comments.
Yeah.
And they keep saying, you have turned it around. You have made fatherhood completely different. And some people don't know how to feel. There's layers to be uncovered. I remember when you and Mandy kindly invited me to listen to the album.
Yeah.
I said it felt like you used your actuarial science, which is what he's an actuarial scientist, by the way.
Yes.
To put this album together, because
that's
it's a
true.
Sequence.
Yes. Yes.
And it's
it
a
is.
Story. It's from beginning to the end.
Yeah.
So that aside, why would you say it's groundbreaking?
So the album is themed Father Studies. It's around fatherhood. And, African fatherhood, as I know it, is something that I feel needs to, there's a lot of stereotypes that need to be broken. And I mean, credit, of course, to the generation of our parents. They did their very best. Like, you know, I love my dad, my mom so, so much. They did their very best with what they had. But things are changing and times are different. And there's a way I feel African dads need to be so intentionally present for their kids, regardless of whether you're together with your partner or not. You know, that's very, very important, because who you bring to the world is your seed. It's someone that you chose to bring them to the world. So you have to, you know, be more intentional, more emotionally present for these kids. And it's, I'm talking honestly from my experience, because how my son Sulu came into the world completely changed my perspective and view of fatherhood and parenthood. And just, yeah, he makes me a better person every day by just loving me unconditionally and me loving him. And just wanting the very best for him. It changes you completely, being a dad. And once you immerse yourself into it, you get to, you know, see life in a very different light. You get to be more empathetic, more loving even towards other people. And yeah, you just want to set things differently and inspire. So I want to inspire young African men to be, you know, more present in their quest to be fathers. For their kids, because I always say dad is destiny. So your dad being there for you completely changes your view of life. We all have so many wounds from our parents, whether they're intentional or not, because there are some things that may happen that are not intentional. It's not that they want to hurt you, but you wouldn't want to do the same to your kids. So you need to be conscious enough to know that, you know, this is the kind of effect that this has when I do this. This human being that is my child is a completely different person from me. And I need to hear them. I need to listen to them. What do they want? It's not about me. It's about them. Yeah. So that's an overview of what the album is about. And it's a whole project. So there's the music, which is the main driving force. And with that, because I think this is kind of like a legacy. It's something that will go on forever. It's not a one-time thing. And with that, I really wanted it to be very extensive and you know, get to a place where even 10 years from now, you know, someone can go back and get listen to the album and still have the impact that it has. And now with supporting content, I'd say, I also have books that I co-wrote with a good friend of mine. And the whole idea for this also was, as I was now very trying to be as present as I could for my son, I realized there are some, you know how when you're about to be a dad, there's so many, I don't say worries, but there's so many things that you kind of want to do, or you think you should do in a certain way. And for me, one of the number one thing was to kind of create, because I was always asking, where's the African content for kids out there? Because you'd find people playing for their kids things like what's it called, Peppa Pig and stuff like that. Nothing against that, but there's also, you need to feed them who they are, because they are Africans and they need to know where they're from. They need to know the essence of who exactly they are. And there's a thing where I feel most of us just want other people to do stuff and we don't want to do them ourselves. So it's like, why don't I take it upon myself instead of complaining and actually make content that is Afrocentric for the kids, by Africans, for Africans.
Yo, yeah. It's, like I said, it's very deep and it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your book, because we're going to get to the music. I know you want, I know you're waiting for him to sing. Trust me.
I'm here drinking my dawa.
Yeah, he's warming up his vocals. They're warming up the vocals. Written in the Stars, this is dedicated to Sulu. And of course, you know, the one thing that I noticed is that you immortalized, because this is something that's going to live forever.
Yes.
You immortalized your brothers.
Yes.
This brotherhood that you have.
Yeah.
Is beyond deep.
Yeah.
How present were they during the book writing? Is this something that you said, okay, I want to put them in, I'm going to put you guys in? And also with your album, because I know that you worked with a lot of artists, but let's talk about you and your brothers, because you're working alone together.
Yeah.
How present was everybody?
Yeah. So as we embarked on the Alone Together journey, it's something that was bound to happen. And being together for the past 15 years is quite a long time, and people are growing into different men. I mean, we've always been different, and but being in a band, you know us very well.
I know you very well. Yes,
but it's kind of allowed people at the right time, I believe, to fully express themselves because there's kind of some, I wouldn't say constraints, not in a bad way, but mm-hmm. you can't fully express yourself in one song where you're four of you. But then there's, of course, there's a beauty of doing it together, which we are still together. But
you
then,
just won the best band at the Grammys.
Yes.
So there you go. You're still together. Yeah.
We are still together.
Best group.
And this just helps people to fully, even the audience, to kind of get to know each and every one of us fully, 100%. It's been really beautiful to see people blossoming in their own skin and being, you know, just being out there and expressing themselves fully, what they stand for, their philosophies, where they are in their lives, fatherhood for instance. And we've been in this together, you know, even as we're alone, we've been working, helping each other write, helping each other produce, helping each other record. And we actually have a life coach together as the four of us. She was actually there last night.
Yes, I met her.
Yeah. You did?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Yeah. And this has really helped us, you know, to just, you know, be intentionally present for each other and always ask, do you need this? Do you need this? And also for the fans, I mean, it's four for the price of one. Really.
Four for the price of one. We could definitely get into that. The question would be, or what I can imagine is other fathers saying, well, you know, Polycarp has set the standard. Now he's an A+ dad. And
not really. I wouldn't say that.
And he's written an album for his son. He's written a book. What is it that you would like other fathers to know? Because this journey is very individual as much as it is collective.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And you have sort of set the standard high. I know you've said intentional fatherhood. Some fathers, as you said quite rightly, are not with their partners, but they have the child.
Yeah.
There's that dynamic as well.
Yes.
Without enforcing or forcing a particular view.
Exactly.
How would you speak to the individual dad listening right now as a person?
Yeah.
Forget that he is in a relationship or not, but as the individual father, even as we get ready to get to the music. And I think my second question would be, what is it that you want African children to remember from Written in the Stars?
All right. Hey, the first question is a deep one, man.
Okay, so do you want us to skip it?
No.
Okay.
No. The deeper, the better.
Okay.
So to individual fathers, and I remember there's a series that I did on Father's Day, and I interviewed one single dad who has been with the kid since he can remember, to be honest, since the child was born. And it was very intense for him to tell me the story of just bringing up this child, his first child ever, by himself as a man. And it was very, how he explained it to me was that it was very tough because in the beginning, for him, for example, his relatives and friends were there for him, but then it just gets to a point where everyone just, you know, maybe they're too busy or they just are not there as you want them to be. And it was so heavy for him. I can only imagine, man. And he was even getting to a point where even society around him was kind of shunning him because he's breaking the stereotypes because he was doing it by himself. So they would always tell him, you know, you need to get someone, you need to get a partner to help you do things that, you know, men are not supposed to do. That's what he was saying. And that's just, I would tell now the individual fathers or the single dads to just really be there for their kids, regardless of how that may look like. And there's some things that society may say you're not supposed to do as a man. But you know what? That doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. You're raising a kid. You're nurturing this beautiful human being, and you're playing a very big role. Like, you are literally guiding them, you know, and holding their hand. So you need to do whatever you need to do without shame.
I love that. Without shame.
Without shame. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for the African child.
Yeah.
I'll have one more question, actually. Mm. I have a list of them. But for the African child, what do you want them to remember from Written in the Stars? A beautiful book.
Yeah. So Written in the Stars is actually the first of many in a series called Papa and I that I co-wrote with Melissa Owaku, who's a good friend of mine. And I'd like the African child to really grasp his or her culture, especially at a time where there's so much infiltration of different cultures into ours, which is perfectly fine, of course. But then just not to forget where you're from, not to forget the essence of who you are as an African, because that's what defines who you are. You can't be someone without knowing where you're from. And that's what I really like the kids to grasp from this, to see people that are like them, you know, in the books. That really matters. And just also to create legacy for them and for their kids as well. So when they grow up reading books like this, they know this is the kind of content that they need to also give or share with their friends. And when they become parents themselves, you know, they're already wired to know that this is the great content for their kids as well. So it's something that will live forever, hopefully. And also encouraging many other Kenyan and African authors to actually come up with content that is African, because that's what really, really matters, I believe, for a culture, for a society to just grow and be in a better place. Yeah.
Well, and you thought I was deep. Finally, I think the question that I have, Grammys, and now we're seeing more Kenyans. We've seen some Kenyans have been nominated this year as well.
Yes, Naiboy has a nomination. Who else has a nomination?
Wairay.
Wairay has a nomination
I believe.
Yeah.
I asked your brother this question as well. How important, I'm going to ask it to you, and hopefully if your other brothers come, which I pray they will.
Yes, they will for sure, trust me.
How important is it that we see ourselves or yourselves as Kenyan artists being represented at this global table?
It is very important for the industry. It is very important for even the young artists that are coming up behind us, because we are kind of setting the path for them, and making it easier for them to actually get to greater heights than we did. So setting up the structures even right now, even in this country, in terms of the music structures and everything, I think I've kind of accepted that we are the generation to do the work. And the next generation will enjoy the fruits of our labor. So I'm very okay with that. And just being on that stage inspires and tells the African young child that it is possible. And you are just as great as anyone else. You know, you're not any less. And I've learned this in so many ways, in so many places where I've been, where there's so many, where there are people who are, I believe, are of very high level, maybe the best. Like, we were in studio the other week in South Africa.
Yes.
With this guy who's written Umbrella by Rihanna, written Single Ladies by Beyonce. And we worked with him. And just seeing him work and being in that space, in the work process, and realize you are just as great. There's nothing like, of course, they work hard. They work on their craft. And that's what you need to do as well as a young African child, and not settle for mediocrity as well. Just, you know, always strive for excellence. Soul Generation, we have a mantra that's called DOPE. So it's discipline, order, passion, and excellence. And you always strive for that, and you'll be the best of the best. It doesn't matter where you're from.
And continuously, of course, I mean, it has to be a continuous process.
Yes,
You can't just do it. Yeah, it's not a flash in a pan.
No.
It's not a flash. You can't just be hot today and then. No, yeah. You got to put in work. I mean, they have put in a lot of work. How many years have you done this for?
It's been 15 years now.
15 years, and this is where they are, and they're just getting started, because I'm pretty sure that there's going to be so much more on the way.
Oh, yeah.
So much more. As a matter of fact, you produced Summer Feeling.
Oh, Summer Bunny.
Summer Bunny.
Yes.
A dope record.
This is
what I mean. Like, there's so much coming out from Soul Generation, and
yes.
I believe that you were, like you said, just kind of setting the groundwork and showing people how it's done.
Exactly.
And involving a lot of people. So shout out to you at Soul Generation.
Thank you.
A lot of hard work. There's such hard work. It's not even a joke. Even yesterday was the launch, but it was work.
Yeah, and it was
a lot of work. We got to the point of the show where, you know, Fancy's about to sing, and as I always say, Fancy is really big on this, which is mental health. And, you know, Fancy, we're also big on mental health here at Capital. We've got bonga.or.ke.
Yeah.
Remember, the most important thing when it comes to your mental health is speaking up. Because if you keep it inside, you end up being a pressure cooker. It doesn't work out well.
Yep.
So speak up. speak to somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. And we got a fantastic place where you can go and speak up. It's bonga.or.ke. Once again, there will be therapists who will give you the tools. There will be peers who will also share how they were able to navigate whatever circumstances, whatever issue you find yourself facing. So you're not alone. You're never, ever alone. And speaking of being alone, they might be alone together, but today we have got Fancy Fingers alone in studio. He's told us what they're up to, what they're doing. Of course, on the business side of things, they've got Hustle, the Hustle app, and yes, we will talk about that with one of your brothers when he comes in. I think, okay, can we have that conversation with one of your
brothers?
Yeah, sure. See me.
Spread out the questions.
Yeah, see me extending the invitation to the next brother coming in. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And of course, get ready because he's here. If you liked Rumba Toto, maybe we can have him dance to Rumba Toto at some point after the show. We'll see if we can get our two left feet to dance. But right now we are going straight.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
I'm about to be a father.
Na siko ready.
Like every one of us.
Niko na daddy issues.
Sometimes it affects how I treat you. I'm so sorry. I never really mean to hurt you. If you believe in me, darling, I'll give you all I got. I'll keep it 100. And I'll put this love on top. I see my dreams through your eyes. And I hope you realize love don't come easy, we need to try.
Cause baby, Roma haikujengwa na siku moja. Tusichoke kujaribu haya mapenzi taratibu. I hope that you pray for me as much as I pray for you. Roma haikujengwa na siku moja. I'm about to be a mother, na siko ready. I grew up without a father, niko na daddy issues. That's why I always need to be around you. Don't worry, let me show you that my love is true. If you believe in me, darling, I'll give you all I've got. I'll keep it 100. And I'll put this love on top. I see my dreams through your eyes. And yes, I realize love don't come easy, we need to try. Baby, Roma haikujengwa na siku moja. Tusichoke kujaribu haya mapenzi taratibu. I hope that you pray for me as much as I pray for you. Ju Roma haikujengwa na siku moja.
Na tukipata dota itakuwaje, nimpende kama mamangu, nimtunze kama mama, niulinde moyo wake na usichana wake, wasije wakamtendea yale niliyotendea wanawake.
Na tukipata saa nitakuwaje, nimpende kama babake awaheshimu wanawake, nimfunze na tabia utu na undugu pia. asije akapotea, awe mfano kati ya wanaume.
Singing in the morning is quite the thing. All right, to the next one. All right, so the next one I'm gonna do. Let me see. Let's do "Love Me for Free." All right. Hold on. Let's go.
Special healing.
pacho ati dala. Watiranen pacho ati dala. Watiwanene kwaru oganwa sigana. Watiwanene dani bile alia. Papu.
Yeah.
So good. Nyumbani kwa papu.
You receive so much loving from all of your blood people in London.
Nyumbani kwa papu.
Usiogope mana itrana. Pia wewe ni nitrana.
Nyumbani kwa papu.
Do you have time for one more?
All right. Which one?
Rumba. Okay, fine. Let's do Rumba Toto. Yeah.
Nisipo dance na we itania fet. Kuswim ni ruma. Itabini niwe jifunza. Kuna mengi ya dunia. Mara mingi nimepuuza. Lakini wewe ndiye njia. Mwalimu wangu mugisha.
Rumba toto.
I will give you all that I never had. Don't settle for being a boy. I'm raising you to be a man.
Thank you. bliss. Ah, thank you, Chao.
I need to catch my breath. Clearly.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh man. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you to the musicians in the studio. I'd like to thank Acheng on the backup vocals, Ivan on guitars, and Kibamba on the cajon.
Thank you so much for being with us this Sunday morning, setting us right for December. We have,
yes.
You know, we have great music.
Yeah.
And just really quick, where can we find the book? Because I know you want this in your Christmas wish list.
Yes.
You want this for your child. Trust me, it's a fantastic book written in the stars.
Yeah.
We have our author here. Where mm-hmm. do we get it?
All right. So the books, you can get it from Hustle Sasa, which is a platform that we have, we are part of. So just go online, Hustle Sasa, go to Fancy Fingers. You can pre-order from there and it will be delivered to your doorstep. Also through Textbook Center, all the branches across East Africa. The book, it's actually Book of the Month at Textbook Center.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Humble brag. He's like, it's only the Book of the Month. It was released. You know, the day, the day your album was released, you were in South Africa.
Yes. By
so you were not here, and you guys, you were really pushing, and all of you, your brothers were pushing, and you all were. By the end of the day, or is it the next day? It was number two on the charts.
Yeah.
Without you being here.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah. And now he's like, oh, it's only the Book of the Month.
It's only the Book of the Month.
It's the Book of the Month.
And we're also planning to have it because we've had so many requests of across the world where people want to order and get it. So we're working with Amazon to get it on Amazon.
Ooh.
Hopefully by next week, and then it'll be available
globally.
Globally. Yes. Yes. And the music as well, all streaming platforms, Spotify, whatever you use, YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music, I hear. That's what it's called now. Boomplay, AudioMac. Just stream.
I want to thank you so much. Of course, your humility is really, really takes me back because you have gone out and done such amazing exploits.
Thank you.
And the fact that you decided or agreed, let me just say, you agreed to come back onto the show because I got the call. Thank you, Aniko, by the way, she's listening. Thank you for...
It was on my wish list.
It was on your wish list.
Literally number one on my wish list.
Thank you.
This has been my best show since we came here the first time.
So. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
I really appreciate it. And for everybody who put this together, Aniko, thank you. Thank you, Soul Generation. Yeah. Thank you, Saudi Soul. Thank you so much, Capital FM, for ensuring that this happens. But your humility and that of your brothers really just... I know why the fans love you, and I wish you could experience what I'm able to experience, but trust me, you will. Your humility, just being able to connect with your fans, with your listeners. Thank you so much for still being true to what it is you started off doing.
I mean, you can't forget that you are nothing without them, so you have to stay true to them.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, some people do, but I can't forget.
That's not you. That's not you.
No.
Fancy Fingers. On the Lounge. It's been such a wonderful way to start December. I feel like Christmas came already. Written in the Stars is there for your child, even for yourself to read. He has immortalized his brothers, as well as his own brother, who is part of the book as well. His parents as well are in the book.
Yes.
They've been immortalized, written in the stars. Bedtime reading was something that was so important for me growing up. My mom used to read us storybooks, so I can imagine that if you took this and got and read this for your child, it would be an amazing gift. Just the gift of hearing your voice reading or narrating a story to them just puts them to sleep better. I never used to have nightmares whenever I was those bedtime stories. There was no scary monsters anywhere.
Works magic.
Work. There you go. Thank you, Fancy Fingers.
Thank you, Chao, so much.
Grammy award winning, 2-time Afrima author, part Alone Together Right Now, part of Saudi Soul. We are blessed to have had you in studio.
It's an absolute pleasure and honor. I would not be anywhere else, to be honest.
Thank you. Yes. On a Sunday morning? Yo. So,
It's tough.
And then he sang.
My croaky voice.
It was perfect. We're
going
to do a quick changeover and the news is going to be read. After that, though, we're going to try and see if we can get Fancy Fingers to do the Rumba Toto dance. Should we do that?
Babs, we can.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he said yes.
Yeah, don't
okay,
worry.
Okay, so we're going to have the Rumba Toto dance on video.
Yes.
All right, we're doing a quick changeover. Thank you so much for keeping me company this morning. God bless you. What a wonderful way to start December. The festive season is here. Take great care of yourself. Please keep safe. God bless you. Ciao.
Ciao.